When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you.
Hey, Authentic Influencers, we are here on episode 99. We are so close to 100. Make sure you tune in next week for our episode 100. It's going to be an amazing one. But today, I'm here with the amazing Trisha Peterson. Always love spending time with her. And today we're going to be talking about the difference between an employee mindset and an entrepreneur mindset. So, because I always heard my upline tell me this, and lots of people say, like, are you running your business as a business or are you running it as a hobby? And so people think, and you know, I say, if you run your business like a hobby, you get a homie bunny. If you run your business like a business, you get business money. So if you're in that time where like, okay, I've been running it like a hobby, but I've decided I want to run it like a business, how do we transition? It's not just, oh, I'm going to work more hours. There's actually more that has to go into it than that. And that is actually changing our mindset, because most people try to run their business like a business with an employee mindset and it doesn't work. So Trisha, why don't you tell us a little bit about what an employee mindset is and the entrepreneur mindset.
Okay, so let's start with the employee mindset, because this is where most people are. And when we talk about employee mindset, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go to work and have a boss. You can have an employee mindset at home, right? And so an employee mindset really is like, I'm waiting for somebody to tell me what to do. So my upline needs to tell me what to do, or they're really successful, they need to tell me what to do. And you don't actually take any action until someone says, do this step, do this step, do this step, do this. And so an employee mindset is one of those places where you can be extremely successful as long as you have permission from somebody else to be able to move forward. If you have an employee mind, or excuse me, if you have an entrepreneur mindset, you have the ability to say, this is the direction that I want to go. This is how far I want to go. And I need to do these steps in order to get there. And you can kind of, not that you have to know everything, but you kind of can say, okay, well, I know that this is where I want to go. And I know these are the first couple steps that are going to get me there. And we'll see how it goes. And then if I need to pivot and make a different choice or a different direction, then I'm going to go that different way. And so really a lot of the difference in your mindset comes down to being able to make those choices to go ahead and take that next step on how to be successful. Another big difference between the two is an employee mindset. You're going to be capped at how much money you can earn, because there is always going to be somebody above you making more money than you are because they're telling you what to do. Whereas an entrepreneur mindset, the sky is really the limit, because if you are at a space where you're not making the money that you want to, then you either add a new thing, or you pivot in a different direction. You can be creative to be able to make more money because nobody's telling you what to do.
Right, right. And I see this a lot, especially with our clients too, and that they come to us and then they want us to tell them everything that is that they're supposed to do. And it's almost like sometimes I think back to my like teaching days of like my students, like they would do an assignment and they come up and they're like, Mrs. Elder, is this good? You know? And it's like, yep, that's good. You're following with the directions, keep going, you know, and they need that reassurance all the time. And that's kind of how this employee mindset is that we need to be stroked. We need to be like, oh, I'm doing a good job. We need those like little things pushing us, and not to say that like everyone doesn't need them, but like you can't move on unless that's happening. And I've heard people talk about how like, well, my upline isn't very good because they don't give me all these directions on things that I should do. And they don't do this. And all it is like, you're just putting your inaction and blaming it on your upline instead of you actually taking action and you making something of it. Cause who cares if you have a good upline or not?
Right.
It's all about you and what you can do. Cause this is your business. It's not your upline's business. It's your business.
Yep, that's right. You know, and I think back to when you were doing your direct sales company and your upline wasn't that great. You know, like, I mean, we love her and she's great, but she wasn't like other uplines that were handing you everything. And it got to a point where it was like, you got to a point where you said, I don't need her anymore. I'm just going to go do my own path. And you became extremely successful when you were in that. And it goes to show that if you want to be successful, you can't blame that on anything outside of you. Mm-hmm. It always has to come in to what you're willing to do and where you're at. And if you can take those steps forward and make the choices to say, well, it doesn't matter what my upline is doing, I'm going to do this, then you'll be successful either way.
Yeah, right, for sure. Because it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't matter what your upline is telling you to do or anything like that. And it's finding that tenacity and that it's like, I think about, it might still be on the president's desk. I don't know, but like the sign that says like the buck stops here, you know what I mean? And like, that's what it is. Like your business, it all comes down to you. Mm-hmm. And having that shift to say, okay, you know what? I'm actually going to take control of myself. And when you do that, and when you do take control of yourself, that's when like so many things happen. And it's funny because the reason why we don't do that and that we tend to lean on our upline and lean on others and have this employee mindset is because one, I think that's kind of what society expects us to do. We're supposed to just listen to our boss and listen to our teachers and listen to everything. And like, that's what's just been ingrained in us. We are not really taught to think for ourselves.
Well, we are taught that from the moment that you're born. You listen to your parents, then you go to church school and you listen to your teachers and you follow directions. And then you get all the way through school and then you get into college when you actually like get to make choices. And that's why people flounder so much, because we're not taught how to make choices. And so that's not to put the blame on your parents or your school teachers or anything like that. But it's great to recognize that this is a new muscle that you need to exercise. Mm-hmm. Just like when you were little and learning to read, or when you were 16 and learning to drive, whatever the case may be, it's a new skill that we have to learn. And it takes work to be able to go in and say, okay, nope, this is what I want to choose and I'm going to go for it regardless if everybody else around me says it's a bad idea. I'm going to go for it anyways because it's what I want to do. It's what I'm choosing into. And that is the shift that you have to make. And if you just stay into that place of saying, well, who's going to tell me what to do next? Then we will always be stuck in that lane. And being able to shift into that entrepreneur mindset, you really have to start making choices. Even if everybody around you is saying, you're crazy, why are you doing that?
Mm-hmm. And I remember going through that in my direct sales whole journey. Because at first I was doing everything that my upline was telling me to, and it wasn't working. And I'm like, okay, I can either keep hitting my head against the wall or I can try something else. And that's when I looked outside, like, what can I do? What kind of skills can I learn? And getting mentors to help you, to guide you is really helpful, but still it comes down to you, like you got to make decisions for you. I mean, I've hired tons of mentors over the last 10 years or so, and all of them have brought a little bit different piece to the puzzle. And I'm still learning now. I think back to like mentors that I had 5-6 years ago, and those mentors, they taught me lessons then that now I'm being able to apply, you know? Yeah. And so when we get to a place where, not that like our uplines are great, and if you have an upline that is awesome and empowers you to make your own choices, like you are actually really lucky, because that's very rare. Mm-hmm. Because most uplines, this is what the company is telling us to do. So that's what I'm going to tell you to do. And that is like the line of command. And so we are stuck in this employee mindset and we're never going to step out to actually make the money and the income and the impact that we really want to make because we're stuck in this little box and we really can just make our thinking bigger.
Right. Yeah. Well, and it's funny because I see it a lot in our clients. Mm-hmm. They come in and they follow the program and this is what Brooke says to do and they do everything to the T and then it's like, well, it didn't work. Like, why is it not working? And it's like, because you have no personality in it. Take the things that your mentors are teaching you and then apply the things that are going to work for you and tweak the things that you don't feel like resonate with you and make them more you. And that's when you really become successful, when you really can take the information that's coming in at you and saying, what worked for me? How do I interact with this? Where is my energy at? And then that is what's going to give you the courage to continue stepping forward. So I think about the times that, like your mentor a couple years ago, you weren't applying everything because you weren't ready for that information. Mm-hmm. So some of it you shelved and say, I'm going to learn this later. I'm going to do it later. And some of it you said, okay, like, how can I make this work for me? And you didn't, you know, it wasn't a copy paste kind of thing, but you really came in and tweaked everything to say, this is what's going to work for me. And that's what's made you successful.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because it's all about, it's that replication, not duplication.
That's right.
It's looking at things and saying, okay, what can we do that is similar, but I'm going to take the things that are authentic to me and that's the things mm-hmm. I'm going to do. And so it takes some time to like reflect. And I think this is a thing that we don't do because we are so ingrained in like, let's just go, 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 that we mm-hmm. don't take the time to stop, reflect. Like Sundays are my day to reflect. And I look back and say, okay, what worked well last week? What are some things that I need to change? What can I do better? And then what can I take all of those lessons I've learned and apply them to the next week? Mm-hmm. Just that small act will help you change from this entrepreneur, the employee mindset to the entrepreneur mindset.
Yep. And it makes a huge difference when you can make that shift. And it's not something, we talk about a shift, but it's not something that happens just overnight. It's something that takes work. It takes effort. And a lot of people start to see the effort that goes into it because it's not like, oh, I'm just going to go climb that hill and I just have to push a little bit harder. It takes a lot of mental work. It takes a day after day after day of just keep working towards that to really make that shift. It's not something that happens overnight. And a lot of people give up in that effort because the hustle is too hard.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
So we fall short of our dreams and we can blame it on all of these things. We blame it on our upline. We blame it on the company. And, well, maybe if I just get a different company, then I can be successful. And we try all of these different things. And it really just comes down to you. They are not willing to put in the effort to make the change mm-hmm. from that employee mindset into an entrepreneur mindset. Because honestly, you're never going to reach the dreams that you want and to have those vacations, to have that house, to have the income and the impact and all of those things that you want if you can't make that shift.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. So your aim for today is I want you to pick a day this week. Maybe it's the Sunday coming up and you're going to start making that be your day where you're going to be your day of reflection, where you can say, okay, what did I do last week that didn't work? And own it. It's okay to make mistakes. It's totally fine. And then how can you take the lessons that you've learned and apply it to the next week and just do this for a month and see how much it shifts in your business because it's making you take control of everything that you've done and what you're going to do. And it's going to help you to start creating these shifts in your mind. So you're starting to think more like an entrepreneur. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on today, Trisha.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. Well, we will see you guys on the next episode, episode 100. You won't want to miss it. Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit, check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.